Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. Hope everyone's doing super well this morning and feeling nothing but positive vibes. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. I know it's been a little bit since I've released an episode, but I am so excited to announce I have my own studio in my room now. I purchased the Rodecaster Pro with a nice microphone, and I have my own little setup in my room now, so I'm beyond excited. And this week, I will be focusing on motivation for back to school. I feel as if this is so incredibly important, especially with everything going on with the pandemic and students having to do e-learning and teachers having to adjust to a whole new setting. So I thought that it would be a great idea to bring some teachers on, first-year teachers, to share their experiences and share with students how to stay motivated and positive when going back to school. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I have an amazing, talented first-year teacher with me here today, Dana Laffey, a fourth-grade teacher. Can we please give her a round of applause, everyone? Dana, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate your time. I'm sure you're busy with lesson plans, but thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Of course.
Dana, can you share with me, how was your first week of e-learning?
So it was a little bit crazy, a little out of the ordinary. There were a lot of technology glitches, a lot of frustrated students and frustrated parents, but overall, I think it went really well. We're starting to kind of hit our groove and get used to the websites and technology that we will be using. So I think it's been going pretty well, all things considered.
It can only get better from here, right?
Very true.
So how were your students? Were they excited, overwhelmed? I know you said some of them were a little stressed. I know that's the parents. I mean, they're fourth graders, so this is a whole new thing for them. Were some of them more nervous, or how were they interacting with each other?
Right. So there's kind of like two main feelings going on. They're excited to be back, even though we're not in person online. They're excited to be able to see and talk to their friends. A lot of them told me that, you know, some of them haven't seen their friends since last school year because they've been following all of the guidelines. So they're very excited to kind of see everybody. And, you know, this is really like the main social interaction they've gotten with friends recently. But they are also at the same time very nervous for how the school year was going to look. I know a lot of them weren't really sure how working at home was going to look like. And then with e-learning kind of ending out our school year last year, we knew that it wasn't going to look exactly the same this year. And so they were a little bit nervous of how it would look, especially if some of them did not have good experiences last year, or if they did, they were nervous that it wouldn't look the same. So those are definitely the two big feelings that I've been noticing.
Right. And how have you been feeling? I mean, this is your first year teaching, right? I mean, are you excited? I know you did student teaching, so you're familiar with e-learning. So, I mean, you've got this down. You're ready to go. But on your first day, what were your feelings? Were you excited, nervous, not sure what to expect? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a little bit of all of the above. I was definitely very excited. I mean, my first day of teaching on my own is definitely something I've been looking forward to for a long time, so I was excited for that. I was excited to get to work with students. However, I was also a little nervous because even though I did have experience doing student teaching during e-learning last year, and I'm a bit more comfortable with some of the technology than I know some of the other teachers are, it's still a little nerve-wracking because, like I said, the school year does look different. It is more structured because we've had time to plan. So I didn't know exactly what it was going to look like or how it was going to work out. Once we started, though, I did quickly catch on to my students' needs and what was going to make things easier for them. So we've kind of just been adjusting and moving forward, and I'm just trying to honestly do plan everything, keeping in mind that things can't be, you know, too complicated to get to. So
right.
I can't have students going to 5 different websites. It's easier to keep everything in one place and
exactly.
have websites they're familiar with.
Exactly. And one last question for you. If you could give a piece of advice to your students or any student in the world during this difficult time of back to school, what would your piece of advice be to stay positive and motivated during e-learning? What would you recommend, even for parents that have younger students?
Right. So for students, I would definitely say just to keep that positive growth mindset, because things are going to take some practice, and your teachers realize that, but not everything is going to be perfect right away. So definitely don't get too frustrated with yourself. Remember that if you just keep trying, eventually you will get it. And then for parents, I would also kind of tell them the same thing. I know it's difficult for parents to be working from home and navigating technology and trying to help their children all at the same time. But like I said, teachers know that this is new and that it's going to take some adjustment. So just to try not to stress out too much about it, because over time it will become easier, and eventually the students will be able to manage everything on their own, and it'll be like it was never even a problem.
Exactly. And then before we know it, students will be back in the classroom, in their desks, going to the lunchroom, and enjoying themselves. And Dana, I just want you to know that I appreciate everything you're doing, and I know that it's a little bit challenging doing e-learning your first year, but think about this. If you can get through this very difficult time of e-learning, you're going to be able to conquer anything in this world that teaching throws at you. So I want you to know that we appreciate every single thing you're doing for our students, and thank you for doing what you do. You're amazing, and happy first year of teaching, Dana. Next up, I have a future student teacher, Kristen Service. She will begin her student teaching career in 2 weeks. Kristen, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. How are you feeling about beginning your teaching career in this pandemic and doing e-learning? Are you excited, nervous? What are you feeling?
It's a little nerve-wracking. It's definitely different doing it online rather than in person, especially with the IDPA that you need to do to pass. So you have to take videos of you student teaching the kids. So it's going to be a little difficult doing that versus online.
Right, right. And what grade are you teaching?
Second grade.
And what inspired you to be a teacher? What age did you realize you wanted to be a teacher? Are you good with kids? Or just have you always found the passion in teaching?
I think growing up playing sports, and then I got into coaching when I was in college, and that made me realize that I was good with kids, and I like the being around the little kids, and I'm still a kid at heart, so I think that plays a major role in it too.
That's absolutely perfect. And Kristen, one last question for you. If you could give a piece of advice to any student that's going to be learning during this pandemic with e-learning, what would you give to them to stay positive?
I think just don't give up, and everyone's going through this stressful times, and that we're all going to get through it together. So just put in your hard work and it'll still pay off in the end.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, can we please give Kristen Service a round of applause? Kristen, thank you so much for taking the time today to interview with me. I am beyond excited for you to start your teaching career.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your podcast.
All right, everyone. And next up, I have another amazing first-year teacher. Chrissy Saviano just began her career as a Spanish teacher this past week. Chrissy, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule of being a teacher for interviewing with me today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
My pleasure. So my first question for you today is, how was your first week of e-learning? tell me the emotions of the students, how you felt. Were you nervous, excited, ready, or what were you feeling?
So right before I started on Monday, obviously I was super excited, but also very nervous because as a first year teacher, you get all those jitters about how am I going to teach my students? How am I going to form connections with them? And I also had the whole reason of being online and e-learning and how am I going to connect with my students through a computer screen. So I was really nervous for that, but honestly, my first week went so well. My students seem super awesome. I'm really excited for this school year, but it's definitely different not having them in the classroom, not seeing their faces and seeing their reactions to activities. And especially as a language teacher, a lot of them need to speak together and do partner activities. So it's been just a little difficult to try to plan that, but I'm just really excited to be able to finally have them in class and to start the year.
Right, right. I was thinking about that. I was like, how is she teaching another language virtually? I mean, that's quite the challenge. I give you so much credit for doing that. I was wondering, are you set up in your classroom or are you teaching virtually from home?
Yeah, so the high school that I teach at, they allowed us to either decide if we wanted to come in or if we wanted to work from home. So for the whole week, I've been going in because I do have my own classroom. So at least I can have the feel of being at a school and being in a classroom.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And I've set it up so at least I have a background that's welcoming and I was able to decorate a little bit. But yeah, some teachers are teaching from home. So it's kind of just a mixture of everything right now.
That's exciting. I feel like especially being a first-year teacher, you want to get in that classroom and you want to decorate it. You know, that's what you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
So my last question for you is, can you give a piece of advice to high school students of how to stay positive and motivated? I know especially seniors being in high school, not being able to participate in all the fun activities and the Friday night football games. What is the advice that you can give them to stay motivated during this difficult time of e-learning?
Yeah, for sure. I think that it's really hard, especially for seniors and for freshmen. I teach a lot of freshmen, and so at the beginning of the year, they said they were most excited to meet new students and to kind of join activities and clubs and just be a part of the school community. And I think that my biggest piece of advice is just to jump at every opportunity that your teachers give you. So whether that be extra help on a Zoom call or if there's a club that's now virtual, try to join as many things as possible while you are online because it just helps build that sense of community. And then when school does go back in session, you'll feel even more connected to the teachers and students that you have in your class. So I would definitely suggest just trying to grab every opportunity you can right now.
I totally agree. That's really special, especially in high school when it's the first time you can try out for sports and get involved in clubs. I mean, I agree with you. Get out of your comfort zone and just put yourself out there and get involved in anything you can virtually. You know, it's a great experience.
Totally. So, I agree with you as well.
With that being said, Chrissy, I just want to say thank you so much again for taking the time to share with others your experience as being a first-year teacher and e-learning. I truly do appreciate it, and I know everyone in this world appreciates everything you're doing, especially during this very difficult time.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I love your podcast. I'm so happy that this is what you're doing. They brighten everyone's day, so thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. Now that we got some motivation from our wonderful first-year teachers, I hope that leaves all the parents, teachers, and students feeling extra motivated to begin the 2020 school year. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Thank you for listening to the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast with Hannah B. Have a wonderful week, everyone.